about weekends? Were you expected to do anything at weekends, or
no,
was your
no,
free time
you,
to do what you
yeah,
wished?
Whatever you liked. Yeah, you would during my period there. They went on to started opening on Thursday afternoon, which meant you had Mondays off.
Oh yes, because then you
Do
just
you
used to
that?
Have a Thursday afternoon working 5.5 days.
Is that when you started? When did you start?
No, I started in 76.
When you had Monday off.
And we had Mondays off
right.
then, yes.
Yeah, when they first started you would have Monday 1 week and Thursday afternoon till they shut on the Thursday.
Yes.
And then the following week you would have the whole day Thursday and then it would go back. Again,
oh,
it
so
was
you'd
sort
done
of
it like on a small road.
Yeah, and then eventually they closed completely on the Thursday and you just had the Monday off. And of course now we've gone back to square one, 7 day
yes.
trading, which is what they did when the shops were first built in Selfridge's time.
That's right. I can remember when I started you had, I think it was 4 weeks holiday to start with and it progressed to 5.
That's right.
And you only had your 5 Saturdays off a year.
That's correct.
No more than that.
The 6 Saturdays happened eventually, didn't it? But
yes.
It took a long time to come.
It was very difficult if you've got a wedding to go to. You were frantically trying to swap Saturdays.
Extremely
or
difficult.
Or
yes.
Getting someone to help you out.
Yes, yes, it was extremely difficult.
So what year did you start?
It must have been 66, I think I started before, or 65, I didn't go in the hostel straight away, I'm trying to remember. It must have been, yes. It was early 60s, certainly.
So then you stayed in the hostel till you got married?
No, because it was starting to close down. Miss Lashmar was the last person in the hostel. I moved out to live with a friend, and that was at a time when I was getting engaged, and then I got married.
Right.
So
yes.
Yeah, I was living with some friends then. So
yeah, it was 1976 when I started.
Right.
And I was being made redundant from my last job, and there was one or two people working here.
You were in Laurie's, weren't you?
I was in Laurie McConnell's, and then I went to another smaller shop. I went to Newborns on Milton Road.
Oh right.
And it was. Mrs. Slater that was on fashions, she said, oh, you really ought to come and work here, you'd like it. Came for the interview and that was it.
And you went straight into children's
work? I started off in school uniforms for a little while, and that was in the times when the children had to have the precise school blazer and ties and
correct.
The summer boaters.
Great.
So they had to have everything precise then, and then I went on to nursery furniture.
Who
was
the DM?
Really interesting. So I started off with Julie Eldridge.
I remember her.
Yes. So it was all very new, learning new things about nursery furniture, which was quite involved. But then you went on to being in furniture department, so that was quite involved as well.
Well, I did a lot because I was on the float team, which I think they call it float team
yes.
again now. But then it became special sales because I had to do things like going to the cash office, which doesn't...
So you helped out. The float team was a group of people where you need to go and help out wherever
you
had
to
were
be
short staffed.
Well, in my day, you had to be specially trained in certain areas to be
so
on.
So you could help out where needed.
So I was trained in the cash office... And I was a children's shoe fitter,
that's
which is
right,
how we met up a lot. And then I was in furniture. I did one of the clearances in furniture. And Mr. Marsh reckoned I was good with beds. So thereafter, every clearance, he would have my number.
That's right. And then the float team, I believe, did that finish? Or
it did.
Oh, it went on to special sales.
It went to special sales, but then we got to... bring in new contracts because we were opening on Mondays.
That's right.
And I got offered a contract in furniture, and I didn't have to do Saturdays, so I went for it, and so I became permanently in furniture. which was
quite
good.
A thing, having Saturdays off.
It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Lovely.
And then I actually retired from furniture. I stayed in that department because I found children's shoes was getting a bit much with the knees,
yes,
which happened with a lot of people.
Problems with that, didn't they?
Yes, very much so. Yes, because it was very busy. But your time, that was when the workrooms were closed and children's wear was extended.
Yes, it was. We had a furnishing workroom in the back of the shop, which was moved down to our Mill Road building, which was our warehouse there. So then children's wear expanded out of the back, so it was much appreciated, a lot more space.
I mean, they extended number 25 as well, didn't
That's
they?
That's right, yes. Yes, I think that was when we started. The toy department was made a lot bigger then. We had a small toy department in the main shop near children's wear. And then that went into 25, which was the old China shop.
It was Barrett's, wasn't
Barrett's
it?
China
and
shop.
And Sports joined it, didn't
That's
it?
That's right, yes.
And then
yes.
Eventually Sports came back into main shop
main
and joined
shop.
Menswear.
Yes, it did.
To make toys bigger.
Yes. That's right, and audio and TV was down there, wasn't it?